That's right, it's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 19th of April. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 65 AD, the freedman Milichus betrayed the Pisonian conspiracy, a plot to kill Emperor Nero. Gaius Calpurnius Piso intended to have Nero assassinated and replace him as emperor through acclamation by the Praetorian Guard. Although the plot failed and all the conspirators were arrested, it was a significant event on the road towards Nero's eventual suicide and the chaos of the Year of the Four Emperors. Today's date in 797, Empress Irene organized a conspiracy against her son, the Byzantine Emperor Constantine VI, having him deposed and blinded. Shortly after, Constantine died of his wounds, and Irene proclaimed herself Basileus, Mother of the Year, clearly. The Lisbon Massacre began on April 19th in 1506, in which accused Jewish individuals were slaughtered by Portuguese Catholics. Of Doherty's Rebellion, an uprising against the authorities in the northwest of Ireland, was launched on today's date by the burning of Derry, almost totally destroying the town in 1608. Captain James Cook and the crew of the HMS Endeavour first sighted the eastern coast of Australia today in 1770. 1782, John Adams secured the Dutch Republic's recognition of the United States as an independent government. The house in which he purchased in The Hague, Netherlands, became the first American embassy. April 19th in 1818, Philip Parker King discovered Port Essington, later one of the first British settlements in what is now the Northern Territory. 1927, Mae West was sentenced to 10 days in jail for corrupting the morals of youth with her play Sex, which she wrote, produced and directed. Though West could have paid a fine and been let off, she chose the jail sentence for the publicity it would garner, and ended up serving 8 days with 2 days off for good behaviour, ironically enough. As part of World War II, in 1943 in Poland, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising began on April 19th after German troops entered the Warsaw Ghetto to round up the remaining Jews. 1956, actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco. 1971 saw the launch of Salyut 1, the first space station, and also Charles Manson sentenced to death, later commuted to life imprisonment for conspiracy in the Tate-LaBianca murders. 1984, Advance Australia Fair was proclaimed as Australia's national anthem, and green and gold proclaimed Australia's national colours. The Simpsons first appeared as a series of shorts on the Tracy Ullman Show on April 19th in 1987. 1993, the 51-day FBI siege of the Branch Davidian building in Waco, Texas, the infamous Waco Siege, ended when a fire broke out, killing 76 Davidians, including 18 children under the age of 10. The Oklahoma City bombing took place on April 19th in 1995. The Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City was bombed, killing 168 people, including 19 children under the age of 6. And finally, in 2011, Fidel Castro resigned as first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba after holding the title since July 1961.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. I Walk Like Jane Mansfield, born 1933. Tim Curry is 73 this morning. Serge Knight, co-founder of Death Row Records and ironically now serving 28 years, he's 54. And James Franco is 41 this morning. got some famous musos for us as well. Alex Korner of Blues Incorporated and the Collective Consciousness Society, born 1928. King of Freestyle, Stevie B, is 61. Jason Moss of Cherry Pop and Daddies, 50. We were hearing those guys with Zoot Suit Riot a little bit earlier. Kevin Turek is 32, and Alana Coates of We the Kings is 22. But going out on this one this morning. This one going out to Mark Volman, 72 this morning, guitarist, singer-songwriter, best known as a founding member of The Turtles. Also did some work with the Mothers of Invention, and you might know him through his work with friend and partner Howard Kalin, aka Flo and Eddie. Going out on the Turtles classic, Happy Together, for this day in history, on 2SER.
The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.